Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles, looking out from the windows in the studio and mountains, fog, buildings. It's a beauty. You know, I love the rainy, cold days. I'm telling you, I'm a winter girl. And today is one of those days, and I'm just so excited. And I'm happy to be here with you. This show, Reality Spirituality, is about our everyday life experiences, our everyday issues, our everyday challenges, and how they are connected to spirituality or how they are connected to the universe. Let me switch it up with universe, because everything that happens to us, every situation, every opportunity, every circumstance, every relationship, each and every moment gives us a choice. Every moment provides us with a choice on experiencing happiness or the opposite of happiness. And when I use the term happy, when I use that term happiness, I am not referring to something's happening and now I'm smiling and I won the lottery. I'm not referring to that. I'm referring to an internal gauge, an internal setting, an internal foundation cannot be moved, shaken, rocked, influenced by whatever is going on outside in the outside world. Last week, I took the weekend off because I used it to surprise my mother for her birthday. She turned 86 last Saturday, and I don't know if she wants me to tell you all, but oops, hopefully she's not listening to the show. Well, she usually doesn't listen to the show, so I'm sure my our secret. Anyway, the bottom line is this: I surprised her, and I found out. And if you've listened to the show, you know that I've had, come on, who doesn't have challenges or issues with their mother? I certainly, my right hand is up because, quite frankly, my mother is she is one of the huge reasons for my growth. She is one of the most challenging, and I say challenging in a good way, because I can feel when I'm calm and peaceful with her and when everything is flowing, and I can also feel when, and this is all on me, when I say, oh, she's bothering me, oh, she's annoying me, why did she say that? Oh, and with the judgments, with the labels, with wanting her to be different, why can't she see it the way I'm seeing it? I'm telling you, it's like a concentrated version last weekend, especially when I'm, you know, with her in a close proximity, when I really can't escape other than leaving the house, which I did for a couple of times. But I have to say that without my mother, without her, I wouldn't be who I am today. There were years ago where everything that she said was so annoying and so it bothered me. I had no patience for it. And I have to say, it didn't happen overnight, but I have to say that now I listen to her conversations without really listening. You know, I listen to people and I listen really hard. I like to really listen to what they're saying. But what I've had to do with my mom is listen, but not so strongly. Listen, but with ears that don't really hear everything. I hear her talking, I hear what she's saying, but I don't listen as hard or as intently as I used to. And I'm a lot happier. Let me start off by, well, first of all, before I go on, let me just share with you who I am. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. And what that means is my priorities day and night and day, all my waking hours are happiness. Everything that occurs, you know, okay, let me just back up a little bit. I don't have control over what happens. I definitely have control over my behavior, my words, my perspective. But what happens to me, I can't control. And when I'm in situations that I can choose, which is always, I can always choose how I am going to respond, how I am going to perceive anything that happens. When I'm in those situations, my number one intention, is to choose happiness all the time. I teach a class, to start it 3 weeks ago, on the importance of happiness. And it's really, really interesting because, I give my students homework. And one of the questions I ask them, okay, in your life, how can you rate? Can you rate happiness? In other words, how is happiness a priority in your life from 1 to 10? Rate it from 1 to 10. How is from 1 to 10? Why am I stumbling over this? I guess because I really want to express it. From 1 to 10, rate how important happiness is in your life. Okay, there it was. That was a nice, concise sentence. From 1 to 10, rate how important happiness is in your life. And I got the homework back, and one person said 10, and the other people said 9, 8, and one woman actually said 5. So during her day, and I talked to her about it, during her day, she rated the importance of happiness as 5 from 1 to 10. And I had a conversation with her, and I said, what makes you unhappy? And she told me, she says, watching the news. She says, I watch the news, and I'm telling you it doesn't add to my happiness. And, of course, my question was, well, why the hell are you watching the news? Of course, I didn't say, why the hell? I just said, why do you watch the news? And she said, because she feels compelled to stay informed. She feels that she needs to know what is going on in the world. And I said, okay, so that's important that you know what's going on in the world. Yes, it is important to me. That's what she replied. And then I told her, so that means that while you're watching the news, you are not happy. And she looked at me and she says, yes, you're right. And I said, okay, so at that moment, when you're watching the news, happiness is not your priority. She replied, yes. You're right. It sounds simple, but in every moment, we choose to either prioritize happiness and make it number one, or we choose to give it a lesser number. And I loved her honesty. And she was very clear, and she understood my point. So I held two hands up in the air like a scale, you know, like a measuring scale. One hand goes up, one hand goes down. And so it, at the time that she's listening to the news, she chooses not to be as happy or not to be happy. Now, listen, audience, I told her, and I said, and I, this journey that I've had, I used to really be surprised and aghast and just, what? You wouldn't choose to be happier? You rather not be happier? But I've learned to accept it because everybody is not like me. Everybody does not have the same agenda. Everybody has a different... Now, I have a lot of people in the queue. I'm going to get right to you in a couple of minutes. Everybody has a different priority, a different agenda, a different way of looking at things. So for my student, she really acknowledged and admitted that happiness was not important to her at that moment. And I said, okay, more power to you. This is the way that all of our lives work. It's a moment by moment chance to choose what is important to us in the moment. Without further ado, I'm going to go to my first caller. And you are on Reality Spirituality Live with the initials B.C. Watson 80. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Craig. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Craig. Welcome to the show. Have you called in before?
This is my first time.
Yay. I love first-time callers. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Craig, let me write your name down so I don't forget. What's going on in your life?
I'm looking for a big move and change in my life. I interviewed for a job yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if you see me getting that job.
Okay. Well, since you are a new caller, I want to share that I really don't do predictions. I don't do predictions. But what I do do is, assist you with the bigger picture.
Okay.
Because it's really, this is going to sound really crazy, but it's really not that important whether you get the job or not. Stay with
right.
me for a second, okay? It's really not that important. And the reason why I say that is because your life up to now and forevermore is designed perfectly for your betterment, for your lessons, for your growth, for your personal growth, for your evolution, for your expansion. So whatever happens to you, everything that is happening is for your betterment. And with that, can you share with me, I mean, can you look back in your life and think to a time or a circumstance where you really weren't too happy with it, but coming out of it, you found a lot of lessons, or you discovered a lot of gifts, or you said, "Wow, if I didn't experience that, then I wouldn't look at my life the same way." Do you relate to that at all?
Oh, absolutely. I can draw back and think about in a lot of phases of my life where I was not happy in certain situations, but it was definitely a major benefit to me as far as my development. Absolutely.
Okay, so I love that, and I want to share with you that is going to be the same thing with this job, whether you get it or whether you don't get it. It's your life is unfolding perfectly. What I want to share with you is and this is really a really interesting and important concept of being okay and embracing uncertainty. In other words, just not knowing what's around the corner, but being okay with not knowing. Hello?
Oh, are you asking me a question?
No, actually, I didn't ask you a question, so let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. So the question is, how are you okay with not knowing your future ever?
I would say it would probably be better if I didn't know everything. So I could just be allowed to live my life and let things happen as they may, and just deal with the unexpected shifts and changes that comes during life. And so I would say, yeah, so I think it would be better if I didn't know everything. And that's true. I mean, because I would be allowed to channel and alter my life the way it should go. And so, yeah, I would say it would probably be better if I didn't know everything.
And you used the word that for me is a four-letter word on in my life. The four-letter word is the word should. I always say there's nothing I should do. There's only what I'm inspired to do. And honestly, my dear Craig, there's really nothing you should either nothing you should do either other than just connect. In other words, know that you are here to, you know, this is my opinion, your purpose, you're here to grow, experience, expand, evolve, and to love and enjoy the present moment. The present moment, which is really all that we have. This moment, the moment, even the moment that I'm on the phone with you, it's so special, it's so unique, it's so exciting. This is what we're sharing right now is really powerful. And living in the moment all the time means that you're not even concerned about or not even thinking about, well, do I get the job or do I not get the job?
Right.
My question to you is, here we go, put your seatbelt on. Why do you want to know whether you got the job or not?
For several reasons. One of those reasons is right now I'm a teacher, mm-hmm. and I care for the students that teach. But I'm also wanting to advance my career because I have attainment credentials that I would expect will allow me to be a leader now. And so, first of all, I just want to be able to, you know where, okay, if I do get a job, how I'm going to prepare my students that I'm teaching now for that shift to come, how I'm going to be able to prepare my colleagues in understanding that I will not be around within a two-week span, and how do I align my finances for this big transition that I will make. So, and the location that I'm the job is at is back at is 200 miles from home, which I would love to be in that vicinity again because I miss my family. I've been away for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of anticipation more so is driving me wanting to know, but also is preparation.
Okay, well, yeah, okay. I'm gonna throw this at you, this preparation, preparing your students and preparing your colleagues. That I'm just gonna throw it out. That is not even necessary. Of course, you're gonna let anybody know the news the best way. There's no such thing as preparation for the future, unless I mean, as far as other people. At least that's what I'm. When you said preparation, I'm thinking, listen, students, I got a great opportunity. Life is about change. Life is about growth. Life is about different circumstances. I loved you. I appreciated you. I enjoyed all our memories that we had. And see you later. It's really that simple. It's very, you know, but you say it with a little bit more, you know, love and love that I said it. Well, I did say it. But it's I don't know. It sounds like that. Okay, I'm just going to say it. It sounds like those are excuses to want to know what's going to happen. What you're saying is you have expectations. You want to know what's going on in the future, and I'm here to say that is never a place where happiness can grow. You cannot be happy and wanting to know what's going to happen at the same time. It just doesn't mix. It never mixes. Let me give you an example. Let me give you one of my examples. I wrote a book last year, and the book, you know, I've sold a few hundred copies, and now I have an agent that is showing my book to different agents and publishers. In other words, for it to be published by a real publisher as opposed to being self-published. And the last few months, I've had to put together a book proposal. Now, this book proposal was harder than writing the book. Now, after the book proposal, it took me 6 months. And after that, I've got to rewrite. Uh-oh. You hung up on me. Oh, God. Anyway, I'll tell you, audience, where was I? I had to rewrite my entire book. Not the entire book. I'm sorry. One chapter. One chapter is not really flying with this agent. She says, no, you can't have this information in. She said, it's actually about the laws of the universe and the mental laws and the universal laws. And she just told me last night, she says, this has been written about. This has been by countless people, thousands of people, the laws of the universe. And I replied with, but it is a foundation for understanding the laws and for happiness. She says, yes, you're absolutely right. But it wasn't written by you. You didn't come up with this. You didn't create this laws of the universe. You're recycling, even though it's all paraphrased, even though it's not taking word from word. And she's right. Those are not my words. So now it's almost a whole year. Almost a whole year. My book was published in April 2014. Almost a whole year, and now the same book, I've got to delete chapter 3. I've got to change my book proposal. I've got to do a lot of work. And honestly, do I know that a publisher is going to pick up my book? Do I know for sure? Do I expect a publisher to actually want to purchase the book? I have no idea. And I'm really not going to try to or even in the smallest way hope. If the universe wants my book published by a publisher, it will be published by a publisher. If the universe wants, plans, designed me to have this book make it international or be on the New York Times bestseller list, then it's all in the hands of the universe. Now, does that mean that I just sit back and just wait for things to happen? What that means for me is that I am inspired. When I feel inspired to work, when I feel inspired to write, when I feel inspired to make a move, then that's when I am going to make. That's when I will be called to action. Just like today, the radio show is usually heard in a different location, but for some other reason, I was inspired to come to the downtown location and broadcast this radio show. Now, why am I in the downtown location? It's because there's a library that I love down here that I usually do a lot of writing in. And I'm inspired to write more content for that chapter 3 that I'm going to have to delete from my book. Did I know this yesterday? Did I plan it yesterday? Did I think I was going? I have no idea. It's really, for me, it's the only way to live inspired, to live when I listen to that voice, that internal voice. And my dear friend Craig, and let me say this, I don't know why he hung up. I don't know why he didn't want to continue the conversation. I have no idea. I cannot get into his head. I can come up with some conclusions. Maybe he didn't like what I was saying. Maybe he didn't agree. Maybe he had an appointment he had to go to. Maybe the phone was ringing. His other phone was ringing. Maybe somebody knocked on the door. I cannot pretend to know what's in anybody's head or why someone is behaving or somebody is saying what they say. But what I can do is stay focused on my agenda, which is 100% number one priority from a scale from 1 to 10, 10 meaning the most, happiness is my priority. So I choose to let that moment go, the one that he hung up on me for whatever reason, and to just be okay with all of it. Be okay with this life. All right, I'm not in control. Giving up control was one of the hardest, challenging moves that I had to make. I was a controlaholic. Now, let me get back to the story with my mother, because I just took that call in. I have people that are in the queue, but not everybody wants to speak, which is okay. Of course. Let me get back to that story. Where did I leave off? I left off. Okay. What I found, and the topic for today's show is having an agenda. What I found out with that trip, even more so than I knew before. Anytime I make a suggestion to my mother or to anyone, and my agenda and my intention, I'm not going to say intention, agenda, okay, let's say both. And my agenda / intention is to want this person to change, is to want this person to think like me, is to want this person to perceive life like me. I am going to be miserable. I am subtracting from happiness. Yesterday, I had a conversation with my mom, and she is the type that puts things off. Not making a judgment about it. That's just who she is. That's who she is. That's who she was, and that's who she is today. There are a few really, and listen to this, I'm labeling them, really important documents that need her attention, that need her signatures, that needs to be processed, and then it has to go through an attorney. It's just a lot. And I'm actually looking at it, audience, as this is really important. And if you remember any of the conversations we've had, anytime I label anything important, I know that I'm already screwing myself with taking some happiness away. When I label it important, my importance can only revolve around happiness. And when I place that importance on anything else, I am literally taking away, subtracting from my happiness. So I didn't even come up with this until last night, because I called my mother and I said, Mom, you know this paperwork is still not completed. The attorneys have called. The attorneys have stopped calling. The investment people have called. The investment people have stopped calling. And it's been months. It's been since last year, 2014. And she said to me, yes, I know, Becky. I know that I have to get that I have to get on the ball and get it done. And I said, Mom, and I'm quoting, I said, Mom, you know this is business. You know business is important, just as important as health. You know, business is number one. We got to take care of our business. What if anything happened to you? I know, Becky. And I kept trying to persuade her to get on the ball, make a phone call, make a few phone calls, and get this done. Put it to bed. Put it to rest. Complete the transaction. Complete the process. Put a period at the end of this of where we are. Let's get this done. Why? Because that's what I do. If it's business, and especially if I perceive it as being important, that's what I do. And you know what my mother told me, which I love this woman because she's very honest. She says there's not one day, and I'm really quoting her here, because this happened, maybe 10 months ago, maybe even longer. She says, Becky, you know, there's not one day that goes by that I don't think about what I need to do. Not one day. She says, but I'm just not ready to do it. And when I am ready, I will follow up and follow through. Now, I listened, and guess what, audience? And I didn't accept that because I said, well, I was repeating myself. I said, Mom, I know it's important. What if anything happens? She says, I know, but when I'm ready, I will take care of it. I even remember saying to her earlier, I said, would you like me to follow up with it? You want me to? No. It's my responsibility. I'm going to follow up. I got off the phone with her, and these were my thoughts. What if something happened to her? What if she died? Now everything is up in the air. Now there's all these loose strings, all of this, everything is up in the air. What if something happened tomorrow? And the universe hit me, the voice of reason, the voice of truth, the voice of reality. And I'm going to get to my callers in just a minute. The voice of reality. And just like I was explaining to Craig, whatever unfolds, however the future unfolds, is unfolding exactly and designed with a universal plan. The universe has already planned it. If she dies with everything up in the air, with the business not taking care of, that's the way it's supposed to happen. It's a big pill to swallow, but it is the truth. It is really the truth. Whatever happens in the future is supposed to happen. And my job is to flow right through it, surrender to it, and know that all of it is happening for my greater good, for my betterment. I'm going to go to my other caller. We have a few people in the queue. Area code 806. Area code 806. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name?
My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What's going on with you?
Well, I'm in the process of changing my life. It's not that I was unhappy before, but there was aspects of it that were unhappy that just started to outweigh the whole picture. And I'm struggling making the transition, you know, like the new things that I've decided to do. I see some synchronicities happening, you know, like it kind of makes me, this is the way it's supposed to be. But then, like, there's still, you know, the money part, you know.
Oh, you know, doesn't this money screw everything up, doesn't it?
Well, and I'm not looking, I love more. I always say more. But I'd take what I had or just to keep, you know, I don't know. It's just I'm working really hard. And on top of that, I believe in the law of attraction and science of mind and power of our thoughts. And I do everything I can to keep positive. And there's just
let me help you with this. Let me help you with this,
okay?
because I can feel something from you, and let me just help you with this. Ooh, you have such a good, just so many good juicy things to talk about, what you just, all of the things that you said. Yeah, really, really juicy. Let me say this. And this is something that I had to learn with my experience, because I was, you know, let me say, a miserable, miserable, angry, moody, just person just walking on the planet. But what I want to share with you is, it's never about your circumstances. It's never about anything external. It's never about where you are in your life. It's never about the situation. All of this unrest and all of this angst and all of this anxiety or imbalance, whatever you want to call it,
right,
is all an internal. It's an internal job. So I can look at my bank account and say, oh, that's the reason why I'm feeling fill in the blank, or I can look at a job or see and say, oh, that's the reason why. But it's not. Can I share with you a really quick story?
Sure.
There's a woman in my happiness class, and she says, Rebecca, I'm very happy, but the other day I had to drive maybe over an hour to meet with this insurance adjuster. She went on and on about how important this meeting with this insurance adjuster was. She got on the road. She got lost. She had an old Thomas guide, and by the time she got to her appointment, the insurance adjuster left. She had to reschedule, and she was furious, and she was angry, and she was upset because she thought that this appointment was really important in her life. She had to, you know, sign some papers, on and on. And she says, all of my feelings, she says, I was in a great mood before all of this stuff happened. I got lost. I missed my appointment. I was in a great mood. And I said, no, that's not it. It's never about anything external. You place so much importance on that whole trip, on that situation, that is why you felt the way you felt. So I just want to share with you, it's just really a changing of perspective, even a small change of perspective, and you're going to feel differently. You said something about your thoughts, and it's more than just the power of positive thinking. It's really surrendering and resisting nothing. It's really surrendering to all of the moments that you will experience. Surrendering meaning being okay with how everything is playing out. What do you think about that?
And I agree up to that point, other than I can't not work. So I'm in a commission business, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, that comes with its own level of stress, hence is why I'm changing it. Not that I don't need to have any stress,
mm-hmm.
but it's so volatile that it's causing me, I'm 42, and I know that this is affecting my health.
Mm.
So I'm just being smart about it, just saying, look, you're 42 this year. Do you want the next 10 to look like the last 10? And only I can change that. And I agree that all of this angst is my internal spirit cleaning up, because
mm-hmm.
I've made a lot of changes and a lot of perspective changes.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how to, you know, I'm a human being on earth, and I've got about $4,500 a month in bills, and I have to pay them. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not okay with losing my house. That's not acceptable. I'm not okay with my credit being damaged. That's not acceptable. And so whilst I transfer careers and get a little more comfortable, I'm not saying that I won't sell my house or get rid
mm-hmm.
of the car, but I've got to have somewhere to live, and
mm-hmm.
I've got to drive something. So it just doesn't make any sense to surrender to that.
Okay, let me throw something out. Oh, my God. First of all, thank you so much for being so open and honest. Thank you. I really, listen.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not sitting here debating what you're saying. You're talking the truth because you've lived it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm right in that betwixt and between spot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a great call. And one of the things I have to do is to share what I have discovered and what I've witnessed. And listen, nothing can change by what I'm saying in your life, or maybe it doesn't. That's not it. I'm here to share with you. I'm here to share.
Right.
I have a very, very, very dear family member. You said two things. You said, I'm not okay with losing my house. You said, I'm not okay with my credit being damaged.
Right.
Now, I don't know about you, but for me, what I'm not okay with, the universe throws in my face. I'm telling you what throws in my face, because what I'm saying, and I'm just sharing, not pointing, I'm just
no,
sharing.
No, go for it.
Yeah. What the universe looks at me, oh, that's really important to you? Rebecca, that's really important? Because quite frankly, Sherry, I have lost the house. I was forced out of my house. But that, and then I was forced out of my house with the ex-husband. You got to move. You have 2 months to move. You think I was freaking okay with that? Hell no.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Rebuilt, because I was devastated after 9/11 when I got laid off. So I've already been there where I lost everything, like the credit, the checking. I didn't even have a checking account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to rebuild from ground zero, as it were, literally.
I get it.
And so I am back again, and I'm like, no, I already fought this battle.
Okay. Well, I'm here to say, and let me just share another friend of mine who is actually had a home, lost his home, damaged credit, had to move his family into an apartment, and at first he was not okay with it either. Who was okay with it? But it's really interesting, because this person can say now, after 3 years, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. He's in a different neighborhood where his daughter goes to school, better schools. I'm not saying that you need to be okay with it, but what I'm saying is, whatever you resist, whatever you struggle with, and it's a different vibe when you're telling the universe no, as opposed to, you know what, universe, I trust that whatever happens to me. Now, I'm not saying that you don't make moves, but I'm saying have that mindset. It's a different way of thinking. Whatever happens to me, I'm going to be okay with the decision. It's a different way of thinking. And I just want to invite you to just be open to just, okay, universe, you know I prefer not to lose my house, but I know that you have whatever, you have my interest, you have my betterment, you have my growth at hand, and whatever happens, I'm going to be okay with. And you don't have to say that. I'm offering it to you. But I also want to say, is ask for help. Ask the universe. You know what, universe? Help me. Help me to be okay with your will. Help me to feel secure and okay with whatever hands, whatever cards I'm dealt. Help me with that. That's another thing. I always ask for help all the time. What do you think about them apples?
Hello? Sorry about that. I had to move away from the phone for just a moment. But I hear you.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. So it's just another way.
What I was going to say is, I'm not opposed to moving locations and selling a house, because ultimately I do want to move out of here. So this could be the universe's way of making that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But and I'm not saying I gotta live in this house. I just, the losing it, the the damage after the rebuild. It's like, I don't think that that's, the universe would do that to me. I just think that there's a smarter way to transition.
Oh, that's, oh, you don't think, you don't think the universe would do that to you?
A second time? That's
I'm not going to say what they would do and what they, I would say yes they would and yes they could.
They could, but I'm not looking for that to happen, and I'll just sell the house. I mean, but then you'll go and live in a more expensive apartment when my mortgage is so low. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I get it. I totally get it, and it's.
I mean, if I move, I wind up paying double in rent somewhere, and it's like, are you serious?
Well, again,
but we can't. Who's to say? I don't have a ball, or I wouldn't be calling. But you see what I'm saying? How it's almost backwards the way I'm moving, and I'm like, I'm not going to accept that meaning. I'm not going to. If something bad happens, I always say it's not going to be because I sat and manifested it.
Right. And I'm saying that in this is the way I don't believe I manifest anything. This is what I believe. I believe that it's already a design plan, and it's my job to enjoy the ride, whatever the ride looks like.
Right.
I'm gonna throw this out. This is really it has nothing to do with religion or anything, but the story of Jesus. Jesus was crucified, and I'm telling you, he did not want to go. He did not want to die, and he did not want to die like that. So you said something really interesting. I mean, take this cup away from me. You said something really interesting, and you said, I don't think the universe would design it like that. And I'm here to tell you that, yes, the universe would design things that you would not even believe or think. It's not going to design it the way you would design it. And see, that's the thing. If it was up to you, you would never have designed the 9/11. You wouldn't have designed your life to happen the way it did, where you lost everything.
Right, and I don't accept that I manifested that. That's silly. No, I'm not. I'm not saying that.
Exactly. Yeah. And of course you did not. So that is proof that you do not have control over what happens to you. You don't design it. At least that's what I believe. I don't believe I design anything. I don't believe that. I believe that the universe already has the design, and I'm here to enjoy it, whatever it looks like. And getting in my own way means that, well, I want this. I want a radio show on real radio, not online. I want a television show. Why am I New York Times? This is what I want. But you know what? If the universe doesn't want that for me, there's nothing I can do, say, manifest, visualize, because it's not under my control. That's just what I believe.
Right, and I honestly, I'm probably somewhere in the middle. I think that I believe that there's already a plan in place, but I kind of believe we had something to do with it ahead of time.
Well, we did sign off on it. I mean, before we got here, we
said,
I like this. Yeah, this plan, this. Oh, I'm going to experience this. I'm going to experience losing my house. I'm going to experience losing this. I'm going to experience having health issues. I'm going to experience all these surgeries. I'm going to experience being disinherited by my mother. I'm going to experience all of this. Oh, okay, I'll sign off. And I signed off, and here I am experiencing it.
Right. And like I said, I probably fall somewhere in the middle with, you know, your reality, you know, the inner creates the outer in that theory. But again, it's like I've been pretty cool, you know, going with the flow. And I'm like, if it's not going to be perfect, which I think we've all figured out it's not, then
it is perfect.
We have some kind of
Sherry.
Where we are. Otherwise, there wouldn't be people in New York. There wouldn't be people in Texas. We'd all be in one spot. So we do have something to do with it.
Let me say this. You said it's not going to be perfect. I say it is perfect. It is perfect. If I look at it and I see imperfections, that's on me. But everything is perfect. The way this earth evolved, the way this earth billions and billions of years ago, when there, you know, wasn't even inhabited by people or animals and frozen over for billions of years and fire for billions of years, and now it is perfection. all of its perfection. It's all in order. It's all perfect, perfectly designed. At least that's what I believe.
But I appreciate
really,
all the advice.
Yeah, I really appreciate your call. I love what you shared, and I just want to say again, ask for help and say, you know what, universe, whatever you think is best is exactly what I want. I know it's hard to say, it's a hard pill to swallow, but whatever, including what I say that I don't want. I'm not
right.
even going to say
and,
it.
And like I said, I'll sort through it one way or the other, and I always
okay.
do.
Yay!
But, you know, I'm not, like, going crazy about it, but I'm just like, you know, I'm at the spot where if this is what it's going to be, then let me know so we can do it.
Oh, no, letting you know, because it's all about being okay with uncertainty, too. You can't, you have to be okay with not
that
knowing.
Like a bullshit plan, you know. You're not supposed to prepare, you're not supposed to have, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's no way to, you know.
Well, again, I love that I accept your way of living, and if that works for you and if it makes you feel connected, then that's great for you. I'm going to go with my bullshit plan because
right.
I've lived both ways.
I've lived both ways.
So thank you so much for calling, Sherry. I mean, what a great call. We're coming to the end of the show, and I just want to people, my listeners, my audience that calls in, I love the challenges. I love the conversation. I love the different perspectives. And again, audience, we're all here to find our own way. My way is great. I'm telling you, my way is the only way I can live right now. I've lived it the other ways. Trust me. I've lived it wanting to know what's happening. I've lived it that way. And for me, if I want more happiness in my life, it's all about surrendering to the universe, being okay, throwing my plans into the trash, if you will, and just trusting that the universe has a bigger plan, even bigger than I could even imagine. My little brain, my little imagination, my little head, oh, I'm going to put together a plan, and this is going to be awesome. No, you know what? I'm going to leave it up to the master planners, and I'm just going to sit back and know and feel that it's all evolving perfectly. Woof! Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m., go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's www.Rebecca, RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to my Facebook page. Go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook and like Reality Spirituality on Facebook if you've enjoyed the show. And even if you've hung up on me, you can still like the page. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. And remember, my dear audience, I want you to know who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. When you offer that energy of resistance, I'm not going to, I don't want, I, for me, anything I don't want, that's exactly what the universe throws in my face. To the point of being accepting and being okay with what I'd say I didn't want. I want you to be patient, and I want you to be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I'll talk again with you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLN?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Now we get real.
Yeah.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.